One nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Call to order. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act of the State of New Jersey, adequate notice of this meeting of the Oakwater City Common Council was provided in the following manner. Advance written notice of this meeting was posted in the Oakwater City Hall Bulletin Board. Advance written notice of this meeting was sent to the Hamilton Gazette, the News, the Press, and the Current. I direct the city clerk to enter into these minutes this public announcement. It's also being done on... What's this called again, Meg? Zoom? No.
Freeconferencecall.com.
I write it down every time and I forget. All right. Roll call.
Mayor Jim Petty?
Here.
Graham?
Here.
Dash?
Here.
Heist?
Here.
Mays?
Present.
Richie?
Present.
Sefton?
Here.
Trithall?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Lello?
Here. Okay.
Hey, Angelo.
Yes.
Angelo, this is Bob. I just want to say from the beginning that I'm on two emergency call outages in Atlantic Region for the electric company. And if I check out, I'll let you know.
Roger that. Thanks, Bob. Back to you.
Yep.
Okay. Approve the minutes of the budget workshop June 17th and council meeting June 25th, 2020. Can I get a motion?
So moved, Brown.
Second, Sefton.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mayor's report. Mayor?
Yeah, I'll give you the lake report real quick. $7 badges, the preseason badges, we sold 1,269. $10 badges, 789. $4 badges, 118. And $5 day bands, 1,566. That's a total of 3,742 bands, and with a total dollar amount of $25,035. Picnic, we sold 131 at 15, 54 at 10, total 185, and total dollar amount was $2,505. And boat rides were 34 at 170. The sales to date were $27,710, and the total sales at 2019 at the same time were about $55,506. So we're down $27,796, which I don't think we're going to make up, but it's better than expected. We also have had luck getting two more food vendors to come in during the week because there hasn't been anything there for the guests. We have two that are coming in. One's coming in Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, and the other one will be there Wednesday and Thursday. So everyone will be able to get something to eat and drink. The fireworks at the lake were awesome again, and I'd like to thank Blaney and Caravan for helping to sponsor those. It was really beautiful. And it is on Facebook if anyone would like to watch them. And also the mural. I'm sorry, excuse me. The mural that was painted by the Rittenberg students for the sesquicentennial is hopefully going to be put on Philadelphia Avenue by Weissbecker's on Saturday. And we'll hopefully have that done by Sunday. So that'll be nice, a nice addition to Philadelphia Avenue. Also, there has been a complaint from several residents about the San Francisco property that we have talked about in the past. I'm not going to disclose too much information, but many of the residents there are complaining that there's been foul language and a bunch of people hanging out there and everything else. So code enforcement is looking into it right now, but just to refresh people's memories, it is a group home, and we at one time did have an ordinance that kind of protected Egg Harbor City, from putting group homes that are directly across from schools and things like that. So I guess I just wanted to ask Angela, do we have any updates on the revision of that ordinance?
Yes, actually, we're in line to do the master plan review. As part of the master plan review, I recommended to the Land Use Board that they review that ordinance and make recommendations as to its amendment. I'm not sure how far the Land Use Board has gone, if at all. So I'll follow up with the solicitor and see what they've done.
Okay, well, I'm on the Land Use Board, and I haven't seen anything come across about that. We did have to cancel our last meeting, but we do have a meeting on Tuesday. So hopefully we'll be able to get something done with that because it's very important. You know, we at one time, for those that don't remember, we're going to have R&V do a subdivision there so we could sell the lots behind the middle school, which is very lucrative. But in the event that followed with this house that came along, council decided not to do it because it is a little too risky. But we really have to get this under control because that is prime property behind the school, and we could actually, you know, do something to sell those lots and, you know, make a little bit of money and put some more homes in there. So other than that, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Committee reports, finance redevelopment. Bob? You there, Bob, or did you have to flake out?
No, I'm here.
All right. Well, okay. Finance redevelopment?
Redevelopment, we haven't had meetings, but the audit report's in. Everybody to check that, and I guess we're going to vote on that tonight.
Is there a possibility that we could have you heard from Fred Sarney or anything regarding the TBI property?
No, I haven't.
I do have something to say on that. They did post their bond. I mean, not their bond. They post their escrow account. So
yeah,
we should be moving forward with that.
And this is Meg speaking, but they just signed the memorandum of understanding, and it was sent to Fred Sarney on, I believe, last Friday.
Good news, good news. All right. Safety, Joe? Joe? Joe, you there? All right, move on. Highway. We're going to have a highway meeting July 22nd, next Wednesday, I believe that is. If I can make it, if anybody's going to have an issue, I could try to back that up a couple of days if that'll work, but just let me know. I could do it on Tuesday or Monday. Don,
Angela,
I know you're
I'll have an issue because of what we just discussed.
Right, right. So that's all that week, right?
From Wednesday to the following Wednesday.
Okay. So if I do it on Tuesday, would that work for you?
Yep.
Okay. Let's do it Tuesday then. 6:30 at City Hall.
Okay. Tuesday the same as the hey, Mayor, isn't Tuesday the same night as the Land Use Board?
Yeah, that's the same night as the Land Use Board, yep. I mean, you could always meet in my office if you want, so that's fine. But
if you're okay with that, that would be great.
That's fine.
Okay. We could do it there. That's no problem. Just got a couple things we got to agree with, but that's all.
All right.
Ordinance. I'd like to have an ordinance meeting August 6th. If everybody's okay with that, so we can go over this couple of these ordinances and try to get some of this stuff squared away, see if we got to just amend them or redo them quarterly. So if everybody's okay with that, August 6th, same time, 6:30. Property playgrounds. Donna, you got anything?
Well, Mayor just gave the lake report. We are having some issues with the air in City Hall, from what I understand, and there's someone going to come in on Tuesday to give us some quotes and estimates, and we'll have more for that on that from the next meeting.
Okay.
And I think that's about it.
All right. Code enforcement, I got the I have the information from code enforcement that I'll just read out loud, I guess, real quick. Total permits issued, $27,787. DCA fee, $1,302. Zoning permits and land board. Zoning permits were issued for the quarter, $1,350. Land use board fees totaling $1,000. Redevelopment fees, D.R. Horton, $88,000. Clothing bin, zero. Payment overages, $4. Fire prevention, Ed Vincent, $618. Annual inspection fees, $792 rental properties. Annual housing permit fees collected total was $42,675. Certificate of occupancy inspections, 32, totaling $2,400. Abandoned and vacant properties, registration was $1,800. For the month of April, it was $19,030. The month of May, $48,627. And for the month of June, $99,289, totaling $166,946. Good job, code.
Angelo, this is Joe. My phone was in and out with service. Did you call for a safety safety committee report?
Yeah, Joe. You're up.
What's that?
You're up.
Yeah, my bad. So I rescheduled the meeting on the 13th to this Tuesday coming up, the 21st at 6:30. In addition to that, Scott and I were in discussion with one another. We're going to follow suit with the rest of the municipalities, and unfortunately, we're going to forego with the First National Night Out in Egg Harbor City and look at doing it next year. Other than that, the safety committee meeting that we'll have next Tuesday will report in August. So that's all I had.
All right. So let me, while we got everybody talking, so the safety committee is going to have it on Tuesday?
Yeah, I rescheduled. I sent that email out. I believe it was late last week or early this week. I forget when it was.
When's that land use board? Is that Wednesday?
Yep.
Angelo, you scheduled your highway meeting. You scheduled your highway meeting for the same exact time.
Yeah, but indeed. If we don't have, okay, so is that going to be a problem for you, Mayor, because you're really the only one that would be doubled up on that?
Well, it's really tripled up because we got land use.
Yeah,
we
got free meal.
Land use is Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah.
I could do my meeting on Monday. I could do the Public Works meeting on Monday. All right.
Is everybody else good with that?
Is everybody else good with that? That would be.
That should be okay.
Donna, Robin. Cliff?
I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right. Ordinance, I gave you the date already when we're going to have the ordinance meeting. Land use, Bob?
Nothing on the land use.
Okay. School board, Scott or Mattia?
They had a school board meeting on... they really didn't talk about too much. They started summer school. They're not really getting the participation that I guess they normally get. So they're trying to reach out to more parents to see like what the miscommunication is as far as getting the kids enrolled. They had a catwalk for the eighth graders, which I thought was really cool that the school organized, you know, in place of their traditional graduation. they have started planning the road to reopening, but they're following the national guidelines, so they didn't really get specific with anything like that. And this, their next meeting is August 12th.
Okay. Jeff, Meg? Meg? Jody?
I'm sorry. Yep. We just sent the new forms to the Hardinburg to be updated for the statewide. Jody, what are they called, those forms?
Renewal forms.
They were, yeah, the renewal that have to be done every year. So we sent them the old ones so they can look over them before they, the new company does. They're going to update them for us. So we just sent that. That's basically it. We've had no meetings due to the COVID, but we did send the forms to Hardinburg, and they're working on the renewal.
Utilities, Bob, anything? Bob? Did we lose Bob again? Mayor, do you know anything about the utilities that was going on, or Scott, whoever else is on there?
We're just still waiting for the appraisal to come back, and then we're going to meet again and enter into negotiations with American Water.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Angelo, that's the only thing that that was new and pertinent that the mayor just said.
Oh, okay.
Angelo, this is Councilman Dash. If I could just add to the code report, I'm setting up a code meeting on August 5th. That's a Wednesday at 6:30, if that works for the committee. And also, we have a resident that has requested a meeting with code enforcement, myself, and Mayor Giampetti, and we'll be setting that up soon as well, and I'll let you know what that date is.
Okay.
Angelo, it's Cliff.
Yes.
Is this still utilities?
Yes.
Are we still on utilities?
Yes, if you got something to say for utilities, go ahead.
Yes. All right, General, from solicitor, have you heard anything about the loan for the water and sewer?
Councilman Mays, no, I have not. I think we're waiting for the appraisal report to come in, so hopefully that comes in the next week or so, and I'll have more to report to you once I see that appraisal report.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just got one more thing. I spoke with Ryan and I spoke with Keith, and they're going to get together and they're going to check out something at the Irving Street where it keeps flooding up down there. Ryan has a little plan there, so Ryan and Keith are going to get together and check it out. That might try to alleviate some of that flooding over there.
There's an underground drainage system at the intersection of Irving and Philadelphia, and there's some water quality units there that probably have not been cleaned, so it's possible that you know, is contributing to it.
Yeah, so we're going to see if we can do something with that. We tried to find out about the I called Ryan about getting rid of those cloths underneath the drains up at Fifth Terrace, but we can't get rid of them until the houses are complete. Correct, Ryan?
Yeah, that's actually a requirement that they have. They have to get a soil erosion sediment control permit from the Cape Atlantic Soil Conservation District. And that's one of the requirements, is that they have inlet filters in all of the inlets in the active construction site and even adjacent.
Yeah. We're going to see what we could do. Hopefully what Ryan was talking about, that'll help a lot to get rid of some of that water. I mean, what were you saying, Ryan, about that rain we just had?
Yeah, so we did an analysis on the rain from last Friday, morning. And the total storm duration was a little under, around 7 hours. It equated roughly to the 6-hour frequency storm. And at that interval, it was between a 5 and 10 year storm. So that was how intense it was. It's something that would only expect to happen every 5 to 10 years.
So hopefully we don't have one of them for a while, and we can figure out something at that point with that road and try to do something with that drainage. Okay, city clerk's report.
I have nothing. Thank you.
City Attorney, Angela.
Thank you, Councilman Lello. I have three things to talk about. First of all, Elizabeth Keeter's daughter wrote to me and said that her mother is, in fact, interested in relinquishing four lots to the city. So I had Laura pull up what liens there are on the lots, and these are on New York Avenue and Hamburg Avenue, and total liens are about $3,000. These are empty lots as far as I know. Also, Mary D. Putter reached out for her lot, which is on Chicago Avenue, and there are two liens on that as well. They total approximately $5,500 on liens. So before we look into whether or not these lots can be conveyed to the city, we need to do a full lien search. I reached out to Surety Title. They said that would cost $350 to do the putter, and I think it's going to be a little more on Keeter because there are four lots. I don't think it's going to be $350 per, but it might be more like $750 or something in that area. So before I expended the money, I wanted the mayor and council to understand the monies involved to acquire these lots, if we should acquire them at all. And then I have the foreclosure list. There are about 13 properties on the foreclosure list. 335 Boston Avenue is sold. There was a glitch in the settlement, which should have taken place yesterday, but there was something on the title that needed to be straightened out with the foreclosure attorney. I think we straightened it out yesterday, so I'm hoping to close on that either Monday or Tuesday of next week. It still remains with 13 properties. So what I'd like to do on those is hold a public auction, and to do that, I think we need George Frick to give us an appraisal on the property so we could make a floor for the public auction. I think that would make the most sense for those. But to do that as well, I need the mayor and council's approval. So if you're so inclined, we could take a roll call vote, and you could let me know whether you want to do all of the three, none of it, or however which way you want to handle it.
Angela, this is Joe. So I have a question with the public auction. So about a year and a half ago, the city went forward to auction off that property on Boston Avenue. And in my opinion, it was a joke because they did it in City Hall and nobody appeared. So how can we make it where it's more professional and we can possibly have more people come and make it more lucrative?
We can advertise it better.
Okay. Is there a different venue?
Just advertising it in the local paper, we can reach out to other venues, other papers throughout the state to see if other parties would be interested in it, in any of the properties.
Okay. I can also tell you that there is a website, and I know Mr. Frick is very, very familiar with it, along with one of his agents in his office. I think it's auction.com that these properties could be listed on, but he would have to give you all the true details of the site and if there's any cost involved with it. But like I said, my biggest concern is to make it lucrative to have these people come here and actually make bids on these properties so we can get them sold.
I think that's the best thing. But also, to get the top dollar, we need to know what the value of the properties are. So if George,
right.
I reached out to George. I'm waiting for him to either give me a price per property or just a bulk price for all 13 properties. I mean,
right.
I can't imagine it's going to be that high, but there will be a cost. You know, it might be $250 a property, or he might do a bulk price for all of them to give us an appraisal. As for the auction.com, I'm familiar with it, and I think there is a fee associated with that. What that fee is, though, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, and don't hold me to this, it may be charged to the buyer, to be honest with you. But, I mean, once we get into that, dig deeper into it, we'll find out the true language on all of that. there's something else I was going to say, but when it comes back to mind. But I just wanted to ask you those questions and make comment on that. I think the more lucrative that we make it to those that are investors, the better off the city will be. We'll try and do unload these properties and get the highest thing, highest dollar amount for them. What I was going to say is I think we should highly look into setting a reserve price on these properties also, not let them go for a dollar or $10 or $1,000. We should definitely set reserve prices on them so we don't so we get the best average price, I guess you could say, when it comes to a reserve on those properties. So that's all I have on that.
Yeah, also, right, well, of these 13 properties, 335 Boston Avenue, the one we just sold, that was foreclosed upon in May of 2018. And we have two more that were left open from 2018. It's 401 to 407 Boston and one Whitehorse Pike, and the rest are 2019 properties. So definitely the ones for 2018 should be auctioned sooner rather than later.
Yeah, the Boston one is an empty lot, I believe, on the corner. Angela, if you could, the one on Hamburg and New York Avenue, which one is that? Did you say Hamburg or New York?
New York Avenue is not on my list, and neither is Hamburg.
Okay. All right.
I think there are the lots that you spoke about that were being wanted to be turned over to the city with the liens on them.
Yeah, that was in New York, Hamburg.
Yes.
229 Chicago is the Putter, and Keter is 1558 Hamburg, and the rest are New York Avenue.
Okay, so my only question is that one on Hamburg Avenue, is that in the TBI area? Ryan, could you answer that question?
From what I recall, the one on Hamburg was actually on the Cedar Creek side of Moss Mill Road. And
okay.
I think that's the one that they reached out to us a while ago. And I actually mapped it out on the conceptual subdivision plan that Horton's engineer had provided. So those properties, you know, could be aggregated with additional adjacent lands. Again, we're talking about the same properties here. And it would add value to that, you know, piece of land.
All right, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't the TBI.
All right.
Okay, so also for the lots and the 229 Chicago, at this point, I'm not certain if there are any environmental issues on those properties either. Maybe that's something Ryan and I could work on to see if we could do some kind of low-cost environmental study, if that's necessary for those, because if we take over the properties, you know, we're going to be responsible for environmental if there's any on it.
Right. That's my concern with the one on Philadelphia Ave, the big greenhouse there on the 400 block. That was my concern with that one because I don't know. I know the guy used to have a lot of cars that he parked across the street and he worked on it over there. That was years ago, though, so I'm not sure about that one. That's the other one I was
Philadelphia Avenue?
I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, that was one of the houses that is contaminated, and the only way we can take it over is if that owner gives it to us. If we foreclose on it, then the property cleanup becomes our responsibility.
Right.
They can
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate that. I wasn't sure about that one. If that's contaminated, then I think we're better off doing it that way, don't you? Doesn't everybody agree?
Yeah, Ryan, do you remember that property, that greenhouse that's boarded up now?
Yeah, from what I recall, when we looked into that, there was concerns. I don't remember the specifics, but I do remember that there
was Bill Troller's property.
Yes, you're right, Cliff.
Right, Bill Troller, right.
Okay, so that one there we want to find out some information on. But as far as the other 12 or 13 properties, would the property committee and the mayor want to work on those properties with Angela to try to get to figure out the get this thing done with George Frick and all that stuff?
I really think we have to move forward with it because the sooner we get those things off the tax rolls right now, if we own the property, even if we don't sell it right away, we'll get it back on the tax rolls. But however, you know, as Jody will tell you that, you know, we have to put in so much money for uncollected taxes every year on properties like this, which cost the city a lot of money that we have to put aside in the budget. Jody, how much is it that we put aside?
Yeah. I think this year was like $250,000.
Okay, right. So if you're all in agreement, then we need a motion for a resolution to hold a public auction on the foreclosed properties. And I could prepare the resolution. I'll work with the committee and George Frick about values with publicauction.com and make sure that we get them auctioned at some point.
A quick question. This one Wayhorse Pike, is that the one on Bremen Ave? Is that the one right on the corner of Bremen Ave?
It should be the other end of town. The address is
I think it's on the other side.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was thinking the wrong way. All right.
The one that you're talking about, Angelo, we already own that, and we were supposed to try to sell that to Renault.
Yeah, we had a little issue with that with some signs and stuff, but Steve's going to take care of that from Code. He's going to look into that, and I think he spoke to Ryan about it today, and we're going to see if we can get that resolved before anything goes forward on that.
So, Angela, yep. This is Meg. Would this resolution have in it those conditions that you just spoke on?
Well, actually, if you want to do the foreclosure list and you want to obtain title report on the Keter and the DePutter properties, we could either do one resolution or we can do three separate resolutions for that.
All right, so this is just the DePutter and the Keter property, correct?
Right, for
this
now.
This isn't, okay. What about the 401 and the 407 Boston?
So if you would like to do that, then I'll need a resolution, a motion, and then a vote.
Can we put them all together?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that going to be a problem for anybody?
So we're putting the 13 properties that we're going to have appraised by George and potentially put up for auction on the same resolution as the lots that are being turned over back to the city after we get appraisals and lien searches done.
Angela, right. I think we should probably do two separate.
Yeah, I think that's better, too, because if one messes up, because they're basically 13 properties foreclosed and then lots being turned over, I think it would be better separate.
That's fine. Then I'll need one resolution to hold the public auction on the 13 foreclosed properties, and then another resolution to authorize surety title to give me a title report for potential sale of the Keter and the DePutter properties.
Angela, this is Joe again. Just one question to clarify these resolutions. This is just simply to auction them off. It's not how we are auctioning them, correct? Not as individual properties or as a lot of all properties, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make that clear.
Okay. Okay. I'll make a resolution that we give Angela the ability to research the 13 properties with Mr. Frick for values and a potential way that would be best to auction them off that's most beneficial to the city.
All right. So
I'll make it.
I'll do a roll call. Okay, Angelo?
Thank you. Meg, correction on that. I need to abstain due to professional relationship.
Okie doke.
So
withdraw
my motion.
Can I get a second?
I had a motion by Heist.
Kreisel.
Okay.
Kreisel, second.
Okay, roll call.
Sure. Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
I have to abstain because of a relationship with one of the owners.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Abstain due to a professional relationship.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithaw?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Bello?
Yes. All right. Now the rest of the properties, correct? That's the four lots, Keter lots?
This would be the Keter and
Chicago Avenue.
All right, I'll make a resolution to give Angela the ability to do the title search on the Keener properties and the DePutter properties with Short. You said Shorty Lien Company?
Shorty Title.
Shorty Title.
Okay, can I get a motion?
So move.
I have height.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, Brown?
Yes.
Yes.
Dash?
Abstain for reasons noted.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. Okay, so I just got a quick question. The property that's at Bremen Ave, right on the corner, we own that, correct?
Yeah.
The one, let me see here, that's one Whitehorse Pike?
No.
No.
That's the other way. It's Bremen Ave.
Bremen.
What is that?
It's where the house is, where the wine barrel was.
Yes.
The Overnall.
Okay, so correct. We own that property, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so just a heads up for everybody. I got a call from Steve Hadley today. They got some signs on there that Renault has some signs on there that Steve and Ryan discussed, I guess, and they're going to look into. I think Renault might be under the impression that they own that, and that's why they put the signs there, because they never got zoning for that or anything. So we're just going to check into that first before we make any kind of move with them.
Well, actually, what the agreement was that they were going to cut the property, and they were allowed to put their signs on there. It was not a written agreement. I believe it was just a verbal agreement at one of the meetings that they had attended, that they did get permission to put their signs there as long as they cut the property and kept it maintained.
Okay. We just need to get that. Maybe we can do that in some kind of writing then, if everybody's in agreement on that and okay with that. So that
or
way we
you
have
can
it.
Ask if they want to buy the property. I mean, if they want to buy the property, they can have it. That was the real intent.
Angelo, I think the issue with Steve was more about the signage with safety, where they were placed and stuff as well.
Yes. Yes,
and
exactly.
They were rather large, and I think that they should have filled out some type of paperwork just so that the city knew what they were putting up.
Well, like I said, that's why I said if we did a verbal with them, they probably just taking it as they're putting it there. Fine, but that's what I'm thinking. If we get a written one, because that way we can get some kind of thing that if something happens, a kid runs into that sign or something like that, we're not responsible.
Well, right. And Steve Hadley is for...
You can put some stipulations in a written agreement as to size and placement and all that, you know, in exchange for them maintaining the property and lot.
And another thing, that the Route 30 is the DOT's jurisdiction, right, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Correct. It's a state highway, so anything that's even adjacent to their right-of-way, you know, sometimes has to go to them for review and approval. To follow
right.
the
right. I don't think...
Go ahead.
What were you saying, Ryan?
I was going to say, to follow up on what Lisa said, from what I recall, I thought those discussions were that there was existing signage there, and we told them they could keep it there as long as they maintain the property.
Wasn't it the barrel, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like from what Steve relayed to me today, they fully constructed new signs there.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I told Steve was that we should document that in some way. I'm sure that it doesn't meet the ordinance requirements. It's on city property. You know, you're going to want something from them, whether it's insurance or, you know, something to cover the city. Even if some goofy, you know, kid decides to climb on the back of it and falls off and breaks their arm, well, it's on city property, so now it's your fault. So, you know, you just need something to document.
The best case scenario is to just sell them the property, because that was really our original intent on acquiring all these properties.
Right. But Ryan, either way, with the signs, even if they own the property, they would need approval.
Yeah, they have to come for a zoning permit, and
right.
I'm fairly certain from what was described that it would not meet the zoning ordinance, so they would probably need a variance for the sign. It's not the end of the world, but you got to go through the process and, you know.
Right.
Okay.
There for a reason.
Okay. All right, we'll get that handled, get that squared away. Let's move on. Are you done, Angela? Is that it for you?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Councilman.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Resolution, governing body, certificate of audit, of annual audit. Everybody got their book or they got it online, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I get a motion?
So moved. Motion.
Second. Get a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Number 10, resolution allowing first responders, law enforcement officers to use the Federal Paid Sick Leave Act. Angela, can you explain that to everybody?
Jody can.
Okay. Jody?
So with the whole coronavirus, with the Corona First, the CARES Act, there is a provision for an additional 2 weeks of paid sick leave. If it's a person who has been advised, and it's not just, oh, I don't, you know, I just want an extra 2 weeks. You have to, if it's for yourself, you either have to have a medical professional advise you, you know, that you need to quarantine for 2 weeks. There's a few very specific reasons. It's not just, oh, I want to self-quarantine. And you have to have either a diagnosis or a medical professional. That's for yourself, or if you're caring for a child or a family member, then if it's for yourself, it's full pay. If it's for a family member, it's two-thirds. Anyway, as a municipality, our employees are covered by this. However, first responders are normally exempt from this. So if we would like to extend this to the first responders, then I just wanted to have it memorialized, you know, that council did approve that exemption that our first responders would be eligible for this extra 2 weeks.
Thank you, Jody.
All right.
Richie, so moved.
Second.
In favor, or you want a roll call on this?
Let's do a roll call.
Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Pipe?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Seven?
Yes.
Drysdale?
Yes. Meg, you're breaking up real bad.
Okay. I'm at City Hall. Drysdale? Ross?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we good?
Did you hear Trifle? I just didn't hear him.
Yes, I did.
Okay, sorry.
I'm a yes, so I don't know if you hear him.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, it was hard to hear.
Okay. Number 11. Authorize Cedar Creek High School to place an entrance sign on New York Ave and Moss Mill Road in the city of Egg Harbor City right away. Can I get a motion?
Richie, so moved.
Second.
Second, Brown.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution, Chapter 159, Clean Communities Grant, $13,575.84. Can I get a motion? Did you want to explain this, Jody, real quick, so everybody, Chapter 159?
Sure. Normally our budgets have to, I mean, our grants flow through our budget before you can spend them. So if you find out about an amount for a grant after the budget's already been passed, you can do what's called a Chapter 159 resolution. It just allows you to place the grant into the budget after the budget's already been adopted. So because we found out about the amount after the budget, it's just allowing us to add it so we can spend it.
All right. Motion?
So moved, Brown.
Second.
Second, Sefton.
Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heist.
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trythall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. Okay. Number 13. Appoint Steve Hadley as the Eight Carver City Zoning Officer, salary stipend of $2,500 a year. I just want to explain this real quick. The work that Steve has done on zoning has been, like, incredible. Like, he sends me all the zoning he does, like, every month, and it is just it's crazy. The zoning reviews conducted in the first quarter was 74. This quarter was 66. That's 140 in just two quarters. And that's just the zoning, plus he does the code. So he is very good at his job, and I think that this – I don't want to lose the guy, and I think this is not going to be a bad thing for him or for the city going forward. Anybody got questions on that?
This is Bob Ross. I just want to throw in there that it was up with an understanding from the last code of office that we had was if he went and got that certificate that we would pay the stipend. So we're really only following through with what we asked him to do and what we told him we would do.
Right. Anybody else got questions? Like I said, if you want to know, it's real easy. You can just call Donna and she'll email you all the stuff he does. And I mean, like I said, as far as his inside, he does a bunch. The guy really works hard at it, and he's a very good code guy also. So can I get a motion on that?
Make a motion.
So
move,
Brown.
A second? Either one? Roll call?
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trythall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right. Number 14, resolution, authorizing sale of surplus property online auction. Didn't we just do all that? Oh, no, this is for public works. Okay, so authorizing sale of surplus property, online auction, international dump truck, and police laptops. So the international dump truck I talked about before, it's only got 19,000 miles on it. It's really good shape, so we're going to see what we get for it because we don't use it, and it's too big to snowplow with. As far as the police laptop, I don't know. The mayor would have to let us know about that.
No, it's fine. They got new ones.
Okay,
yeah,
these
are
the old
like
ones.
Very, very old. Yeah, these are the really, really old ones.
Okay.
Jody, this is through govdeals.com?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Richie, so
okay. Second.
Heist. Josh, second.
Second, Brown.
Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trythall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. Okay. Number 15, a utility refund, Galloway Township, $284.52. Okay, so what happened here was somebody over in South Eight Carver, they owed, it was like $1.86 or something on their bill. And it was paid for, but before it was paid, it went to Galloway Township, and they put it out for sale. They put it out for sale, and it was our fault, so that's why this is here. Does everybody understand that? It was just a weird issue.
One more time, Angelo.
Okay. A person over in South Bay Carver, they paid their water bill. They were like $1.86 short. When they went in to pay it, it was past the deadline of when it was due, and because that property is essentially in Galloway because it's South Eight Carver. It went to Galloway, and when they paid it here in Eight Carver never went never told Galloway that it was paid, so it went up for tax sale.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
It was just a mistake. I spoke to Laura about it. It was just a mix-up. Can I get a motion on that?
So moved, Brown.
A second.
Second, Sefton.
Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heist.
Yes.
Mays.
Yes.
Richie.
Yes.
Sefton.
Yes.
Tythal.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
And Lello.
Yes. Number 16. Waive plan review fee, Greater Egg Harbor Regional High School District, for the installation of rooftop solar panels and solar carports at Cedar Creek High School. The total plan review is $11,294. So this is a question of waiving that fee for them because they're going to put the solar panels in. Anybody got questions on it? No?
I do. It's a plan review. Who's going to pay for it then if they have to do a plan review? Is it for us, or is it for their engineers, or what is it?
So the plan review is done internally by your the building department staff. My understanding is that to this point you never have billed for these plan reviews, but it came up recently, so I provided some guidance, DCA documents to Donna, Jody did as well. So, you know, they sort of made the determination that the city is eligible to collect a design review fee to compensate for the time, you know, your employees spend reviewing it. And talking to Donna about it, I said, well, I wouldn't unilaterally do this because that was what you've always done. I mean, it's ultimately a council decision whether they want to collect these funds or waive that fee. You know, so I sort of advised her to bring it to you guys to make that decision rather than her, you know, handle it administratively.
And Ryan, okay. Also, the fees for the building department and all are waived because it's the greater A.
Right. The only portion of the fee you're eligible to collect is the design review portion. But again, it's conducted by staff, so it's not, you know, it's not like you're paying my office or someone like that to do an external review. It's just done by the staff on their time.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. If we had to pay outside professionals to do that, and we would have to eat the cost. That's what my question was. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, no, great question. Yep.
Any other questions? All right, can we get a motion?
So
can I get a motion?
Second.
Second.
Second, Brown.
Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. 17. Review the following liquor licenses, July 1, 2020 through July 30th through June 30th, 2021. Planetary retail consumption.
Yes, this is the yearly renewals for liquor license. The state did extend it, but some licensees are renewing beforehand. So I said we might as well do it since they are due, but the state did extend it, but these people have paid, so I can renew them and issue them their license.
Okay.
Meg, go ahead,
yes.
Angela, sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead, what do you think?
Meg, this is Joe. No, none are changing hands or anything, right?
No, this is just the year. We do this every year. They all have to be renewed by resolution. It's supposed to be by June 30th, so it's usually done sometime in June, but the state did extend it, so these people have been paying them, so we can act on them.
Okay, just I'll just say something. All right.
Okay.
I'll make the motion.
Can I get a second?
Second, Brown.
Do you need a roll call on that, Meg?
No, no. All in favor is fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Number 18. Public hearing. Ordinance 15-2020. Amending the code of the City of Egg Harbor, Part 1. Administrative Legislation Chapter 52, Officers and Employees, and creating, providing an establishment for the position of Director of Public Safety. Could I get a motion to open the hearing?
So moved.
So moved, Richie.
So moved, Brown.
Second?
Richie.
Justin.
All right. The public hearing is now open. Are there any questions from the public?
Close it.
All right.
Close it. I make a motion we close the public hearing.
Second round.
All right. Motion seconded.
I make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Can I get a second?
Right,
Dash, second.
Second round.
Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. Advertised notice of adoption in Hamilton Gazette on July 22nd, 2020.
Second.
Second, Sefton.
All right. 19. Public hearing. Ordinance number 16-2020. Amending the salaries and wages of bargaining and non-bargaining personnel of the City of Egg Harbor. Public hearing. Can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved. So
moved, Brown.
Second.
Second, Sefton.
All right. Public hearing is now open. Does Meg or Judy want to explain that in case there is questions?
Sure. We just, this is a new position, so we just added, or not new, but putting it back in. It hasn't been a position really existed with the city for a little while, so it's just putting it back into the salary ordinance.
Okay. Anybody from the public? Okay. Motion to close.
So moved, Charlie.
So moved, Sefton.
All right. Adopt the ordinance. Roll call.
I make a motion we adopt the ordinance. Trifle.
Second.
Second, Brown.
Roll call.
Brown.
Yes.
Dash.
Yes.
Heist.
Yes.
Mays.
Yes.
Richie.
Yes.
Sefton.
Yes.
Trifle.
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. Advertise the notice of adoption in the Hamilton Gazette on July 22nd, 2020.
So moved, Heist.
Second, Richard.
Second, Sefton.
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
Number 20, resolution authorizing the appointment of Mark Emmer as the Director of Public Safety. Could I get a motion?
So moved, Brown.
Second, Sefton.
You need a roll call on that?
Time out. I don't know if it says it on the agenda because I don't have it in front of me, but the mayor appoints the Public Safety Director with the consent and approval of City Council.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, Mayor.
So can we do this tonight with being in agreement?
Yes, as long as the mayor is in agreement.
Yeah, that was the big discussion that Cliff kept bringing up, so I don't really understand how that got messed up, but and it says it clearly in the ordinance that the mayor appoints. So the mayor and myself, I am appointing Mark Emmer as the Public Safety Director. With
thank you, Mayor.
Consent, of course.
Thank you, Mayor. Do we still have the? Do we have to do the?
Yes, I'll do a roll call.
Motion.
Okay. Roll call, please, yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. All right. 21. Pay the bill.
Angela, yes. this is Joe. Real quick, because I got cut off when you're going through committees and everything.
Yes.
Ryan, are you on the phone? McGowan?
Yeah. Ryan?
Yep.
Yeah,
did you touch on the solar?
Oh, no, I did not. That's my fault.
So, yeah, we opened RFPs, we opened an RFP for the solar. We only got one bid. We had a lot of interest. We got a lot of phone calls. Some of the feedback that we got was that, you know, the larger national solar companies is a little smaller than what they wanted to dive into. It's certainly possible that we'll get, more responses if we go out again. I mean, it's sort of a weird time right now. Some jobs we're not getting any bids. Other jobs we're getting like a flood of people. So I don't know if it was, COVID related, if that had any influence on it or not. But we can advertise it a little different way. We put it in the press of Atlantic City, but we could also reach out to, like the solar trade papers and things like that to try to get a little more circulation. Ultimately it'd be up to you guys whether you want to, consider the single bid for award or if we want to go out and try again. Just for the record, the price report is 11 cents per kilowatt hour. Which is not terrible, but not the best one, certainly.
Okay. Do you need an answer tonight? Because, Donna, we have a meeting you said scheduled on the 28th, correct?
I said we had a meeting on the 28th.
Is that what you said?
Scott. I'm going to have to change it unless we do a virtual meeting.
Okay.
I'm having surgery on the 29th, and I have to be quarantined for 8 days prior to.
Okay. I mean, if you want to do virtual, all right, let's discuss that between the committee via email or whatever.
We'll let you know what we decide on that as soon as we have our meeting.
Yeah, that's fine. We get 6 days to consider bids, and even beyond that, we can request an extension. We actually have out for 7 months, so, it happens.
Okay, awesome. And the last thing I have, Mark Emmer, are you on the line? If you are, congratulations on your appointment, sir.
I am, and I'd like to thank the mayor and council for all giving me their vote of approval. And hopefully, my performance won't let you guys down. I'll do everything I can to make the Egg Harbor City Police Department the best police department in Atlanta County.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mark.
Congratulations, Mark.
All right. That's all I had, Angela. Thank you.
This is Jody. Right. Hello.
Go ahead. You're up.
Sorry. I don't know if the resolution has it, what Mark is going to get paid, if we just want to memorialize that.
The resolution, I think, says he gets paid $600 a week.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, we good?
I hope so.
All right, bill list. Any questions on the bill list? No? Could I get a motion to pay the bills?
So move, Sefton.
Second. Got it. Roll call.
Brown?
Yes.
Dash?
Yes.
Heist?
Yes.
Mays?
Yes.
Richie?
Yes.
Sefton?
Yes.
Trithall?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Lello?
Yes. 22, public comment.
Yes.
Anybody from the public?
This is Nanette Galloway.
Yes.
Okay, I have a couple questions and several comments. First of all, I stepped in late, so I don't know if you discussed this, but I noticed the work on the White Horse Pike is scheduled to begin soon.
I saw the sign today, yeah.
And I was wondering exactly what are they going to be doing?
Ryan, you.
A whole lot. so this project stretches almost from Hamilton to Absecon. The bulk of the work will be in Egg Harbor City. They're doing a lot of drainage work in the city. They're adding a whole bunch of inlets, a whole bunch of piping to improve drainage along the pike. So we've had a couple of pre-construction meetings. There's actually another utility pre-construction meeting scheduled for sometime next week. So we'll be working with, their engineer, their contractor, South State, I believe, is the contractor for the job. So we'll be working with them. The state actually has a budget for you guys to perform inspections. So you'll have the ability to reimburse some of Keith's time there. We'll have an inspector there, because there's a lot of work that they're going to interface with your utilities. Actually, for those who are not that familiar, project's been ongoing for a couple of years. They're going to replace and remove a whole bunch of your water main that's running along the White Horse Pike now. What we told them was that they can remove it's almost half a mile of water main if they just run connections across. And ultimately, the state decided it was in their best interest to pay for all of those improvements just to get that water main out of their road. So it was a really big win for the city.
Yes, it was. Yeah, nice.
Ryan, where will the if they're going to be putting in new storm drains and stuff, where's that water going?
So the water will be going to the existing pipe that runs under, I believe it's 8th Terrace, over to the Key River Fields, and then sort of turns and discharges on the other side of Deer Street, close to St. Louis Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was concerned about that. And do you know if they're putting in any curbs?
They are. They're replacing a whole bunch of the curb. They're replacing almost all of the ADA ramps. They're upgrading the pedestrian crossings at Philadelphia and St. Louis. And they're actually working now to incorporate some additional pedestrian crossings in between that section. There'll be some lighting improvements there, lots of signage improvements, as you might imagine, full signal upgrades. So it's a really big, comprehensive project. Been in the works for the best part of 10 years, to be frank.
Yeah, right. I remember 10 years ago they said that the water was going to go down Buffalo Avenue, which is where I live.
Yeah. All right. So ultimately, that was the plan. That's what they wanted to do, but they ended up having to scrap that because getting the permit from the Pine Lands Commission was, ultimately they determined not going to be feasible with any reasonable, alternative. So they sort of abandoned that and stuck with the existing discharge route, but they added a whole bunch of new inlets and they're improving the collection and all that, at least. So
great. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. Another small question is Steve Hadley a police officer?
Retired.
He's retired, so he's just doing this as a second job. I mean,
he's part-time. It's a part-time job.
Yeah, okay. A couple of comments I wanted to make. I sent from the Green Team an ordinance regarding bamboo plants.
I did send it to the ordinance committee.
Good, because that's pretty comprehensive. I think nice to enhance whatever on the books now with something more definitive about how to handle that situation, because my personal feelings, not from the Green Team, is that it should be totally banned and residents should be banned for removing any neighboring properties. Let me see. I have a question about why there's no silicon portion of the...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I had a question.
Nanette, you broke up.
I'm sorry. My question was, why is there no public comment portion at the head of the meeting on agenda items? Did you get that?
Yeah, you're right. There definitely should be. And I think what we did is we had switched around the agenda due to COVID, but I think it should be put back on there. Thank you, Nanette, for pointing that out. As I do believe the police report should be put on there, too.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of the questions I have to ask now are things you've already acted on. So it is good to have that so you hear from the public. I mean, I don't always attend meetings, but if I'm able to do this remotely, because it's a work day for me, I'd like to give some input. Regarding the signage on the Whitehorse Pike and Bremen Avenue in the right-of-way of the state highway, this issue came up years ago, and Renault was required to remove the signs that they had there. And if the city's owning this property now and there are signs there and the state is going to be coming in and doing road work, there's a good chance that you could be cited by the state for having signage in the right-of-way. So if Renault wants the property, they should buy it and be responsible for it rather than have the city be responsible for it.
Yeah, we're going to have a conversation with them, see if they're interested in buying it. And like I said, Steve Hadley's going to go over there and talk to them, have a conversation with them about removing them because of their location. So,
right. And years ago, the discussion was, is this a house or a billboard? Because the entire house that's there was wrapped in, advertising. And I remember Mayor Gary at the time saying, it's a house, because the city at the time wanted the ratable for the building that's there. But at this point, that is a gateway to the city, and it makes such a poor impression to people that should be upgraded as much as possible. And if Renault wants it and they want to do a nice job there, I think you should, give it to them for $100 if you have to.
Yeah, even though
it has to be a presentable.
Nanette, even though it looks like a house, it's really just a shell. There is nothing in there.
I know
there's
that.
Nothing that goes to it. It's just a shell. So if Renault didn't want
to
buy it,
what it wants to be.
Well, we own it now, so we're not getting any tax dollars from it. But if Renault did want to buy it, they could rip that house down and put a sign back with the correct amount of footage away from the Whitehorse Pike and have a nice sign there another wine barrel.
Right.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
Hey, Nanette?
Yeah.
I spoke to Sally about the Peace Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so she's pretty much got it ready to put back together. I got to give the information to Meg for some adhesive, and we're just going to ship it directly to her. She said it's been really hot, so she hasn't really been doing a whole lot with it, but she said it's not going to be a problem to put back together, so I just wanted to give you a heads up.
That's good. Another thing I had, the Clean Communities grant that was inserted into the budget. In past years, they've been reserving a portion of that grant to give to students and community groups and things like that who show up at the community cleanup in May. But since they didn't have that this year, I'm wondering what happened to those funds for this year. And
we actually did have it in May. We had a social distance cleanup, and there were, I think we gave out 13 awards for groups. They did individual cleanups, so the money was spent on that. And also citizens who did it were put into a drawing as they were last year, and they were picked to win a gift card. So we did actually do a cleanup, and I have all the information for it, and I forwarded it to ACUA and all that, so we get credit for that. But it definitely was done. We didn't quite collect as much as we usually do.
In the future, I would suggest that we find a better way to use that money, mainly because there's just so much trash in the city that I think that any funds that we could put towards making the city cleaner would be beneficial.
So maybe
Nanette,
we can talk
you do know we pull out 2 tons of trash a year. Or
yeah, but it's
3 tons,
day.
2 tons of trash.
Yeah,
like 3 tons of trash a year.
An hour ago, asking him to please clean up the trash at the back of the property because it trash blows. And I would like to see the city go towards purchasing the ACUA trash containers. They have grants available. At one point, I think the Green Team investigated buying a recycled container and a trash container for every household, and the cost was $75,000. And, of course,
well,
the
problem is that
it's not happening.
Code enforcement has to go around the terraces and alleyways and enforce, you know, cleaning up trash, and people have to be cited for it. We have a way to remedy that situation, but, you know, we have to start citing people for trash in their yards and their terraces. It's their responsibility to keep the terraces clean. And if you see that a lot, you should call.
Yes, Steve Hadley's very good for that.
All right. Well, tell him 349 Buffalo Avenue, the house 2 doors away from me, has trash all over the terrace, 7th terrace.
Well,
we'll tell him tomorrow.
It's really helpful if people call that stuff in, and you can remain anonymous and just record it, and code will go right over and take care of it. They're really good with that stuff.
Well, you know, it's kind of like it's an education thing. You know, people don't know how to recycle. We've had numerous public forums to teach people how to recycle properly, especially since the regulations were changed. Nobody shows up for them. You know, I don't want to see people getting cited for something they don't know. So I think that money for the Clean Community Tax Education Program or helping people purchase those larger containers. I mean, you go to any property that is a rental, and there's trash everywhere. People don't know. They don't care. The landlords don't care. We really need, and I don't want to see people get incited for it. I'd rather see them get educated and helped into, you know, doing the right thing. And that will benefit the entire city. That's just my opinion. Let me see what else I have here. Greater Egg Harbor Regional should pay for any costs regarding, I pay taxes to them through the nose, and they've already got my money. Now they're going to get it again. By us giving them a waiver on the court. $11,000 is about, what, how much is that on the tax rate? 0.5 cent? They should pay. And what else did I have here? Oh, recently held last two Green Team meetings that were advertised and held brought out no people. We are really struggling to keep our Green Team together. And there's a good chance we may lose certification because, you know, I know the city's doing the solar and things like that, which is all good. But we need members. And I don't know how to get out to the public that it's everybody's responsibility to ensure a sustainable future for the city. So if the city council could do anything, if any of the city council members or the mayor is interested in getting involved, we need people to come forward and help us make decisions and advocate for a clean community. So I just wanted to make that statement, and hopefully anybody who's listening, who's concerned about the environment, might step forward to, you know, join the Green Team. They can contact me through the website, sustainableehc.org, and they can send an email, and I'll get it. And we'll have our next meeting, and hopefully more people will be interested in getting involved. Let me see if there's anything else. I think that was it. Sorry I took so much time, but if you had that. All right, thank you.
Anybody else from the public? All right, motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
So moves, Sefton.
Second, Brown.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Everyone, have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thanks.